about how do you feel like your chances? You going against Lofton, and you are going against Mr. Devontae Johnson. Now, they're looking at you and say you had a little setback with your health, but it has nothing to do with your drive, because you are mentally focused, alert, and you get you come up in here. I don't have no wheel. I didn't wheel chair Mr. Tabowski in here. That means he can go to work. He goes. We go to the restaurant together. Sometimes we ask, you know, I have meetings, media meetings at restaurants, and he escorts himself in. He don't. He's not. He don't need somebody to come out and get him. True. So. And that's what you need to know about Mr. Bowski before you start. When you we're talking about the Pike County Supervisor District 1. Now, this is what we're talking about. We want you to take in considerations of people coming in with a pretty poster, and they don't come and do no radio to let you hear their soul. I mean, I got to. You can take a picture. Pictures can't talk. I want to hear you answer questions. That's why we do the meet and greet. Because people develop a love for you according to your sincerity. They can look you in your eyes, and they can listen to your tones. All those make up reasons to vote or not vote for a candidate.
And that's the way it should be.
And that's the way it should be. And we should really pay attention to this. And ministers, you can't tell people in your church, especially black churches. I asked the question on my podcast. I said, where is the black power in the churches today? The black church of today. Oh, we got a little old minister, and you know I don't like you, sir, and I'll tell you straight out, because you come up here and ask me, Superman, first of all, you know, he's proper, and he's talking, he done got his theology license from somewhere up north, and he's coming down. First of all, Superman, what is a black church? Can you tell me, Superman, what is a black? I said, hell no, I can't tell you. I said it in the church, and I apologize because I was in the church when I said it, because all the problems we have, we got a minister coming up to me talking proper to me, talking about what is a black church. It's called pandering. So when you attack Superman, you better know what you're talking about, because I know the issues, and I don't mind telling you just like it is. We don't need pandering attitudes. I ask you, where is the power? I mean, back in the day, C.C. Bryant and I was a little boy. C.C. Bryant used to, Tommy, let's go. And you registered? I mean, Mr. Bowie. You know what I'm saying? These old guys, they'll come and get you. And Mr. Bullock, they'll come and get you and take you to the voting polls. So I want to know what happened to those black churches. They don't even sing Amazing Grace no more. That's not changed. But I ain't got nothing against it. I never will go up against the church, because what you're doing is you got that lady. She ain't gonna she ain't gonna like Superman, because you talking about my pastor. But I want you ladies to think about what you're doing. I mean, these people are coming in, and they're coming into our communities, and they are out voting us. And when, like I said, it's only, it's 50% of us, but only 43%.
It's just the opposite of what it was a long time ago. A long time ago, it was 47 point something black and 53 point something white.
Yeah.
It's just the opposite now.
It's just the opposite
just
now.
Just the opposite. But the county racial makeup on that board is not. It has not been made up.
It hasn't
changed. It's still the same.
So we got work to do.
Yes, sir.
But and a lot of that work gonna have to start in the church now. I'll tell the ministers, I ain't never kicking on you about your spiritual ministry. But I cannot find it nowhere in the Bible that where it says there is no place for politics. Because where there are people, there has to be government. Where there's government, there has to be a certain amount of politics. But you have to respect the bridge between spiritual teaching, church, and out just coming into church, turning it into a political circle. I would say a candidate have 3 to 4 minutes to state their platforms, but not a question and answer type.
I don't think they let people do that.
I don't agree to that because that can get out of hand. Yeah. You don't need to do that in church. You need to just let that politician speak his or her platform.
Who he is.
Yeah, who he is. And so that let the people make up their mind as to who they're going to vote for.
Well, I don't think, now, it's okay to have a politician in the church. You just can't have politics in the church.
Yeah.
That's the difference.
Yeah.
Think about what I just said. Politics is everywhere.
Yeah.
All right? But you shouldn't have politics in the church function.
Yes, now, yes.
A politician can go to church. He might learn something.
Yeah.
But you just can't have politics in the church.
Yeah.
And I think that if we start looking at it that way, somehow you keep all that politics out of the church.
Yeah.
But a politician can go to church and learn something.
Yeah. Well, that sounds like a winner, man. So on your we can expect your race to heat up from what I can hear from Mr. Taswell Bowski. So are you ready? He's calling you out, Mr. Lofton. Everybody want to know who you are. My microphone's wide open for you. This will be the Taswell Bowski. If you want a copy of this tape, you can always go to Superman Radio 1, and it'll be under podcast. I just hit Mr. Taswell Bowski, and you can hear this for yourself, and you decide who you want to vote for, Supervisor District 1. Mr. Bowski, you got any last words you'd like to say?
Last words are, go and vote. And vote your choice.
Yes.
Whoever they are, vote.
Yeah.
But if you don't vote, you don't have a voice.
Yes.
All right, now, let's look at what I'm getting ready to say, Mr. Superman.
Yeah.
And that is, look at what I've done and let that speak for me.
May the work I've done speak for me. I'm going to play that record for you later
on.
It reminds me, I'll play that tomorrow on the gospel segment.
Please.
May the work I've done speak for me. And then I'll play this segment on tomorrow because a lot of you need to hear our podcast. This wasn't planned. It just must have been God's will for you to come by. And I got you right here on Superman Radio 1. I'm Tom Superman in the mix with Mr. Taswell Bowski. Hey, it's the weekend, baby, and I want you to get out there and show your minds and not your behinds. I'm Thomas. Hey, putting the boom in your afternoon. Why don't you do it right now? All right, we out.
My opponent was voting to confirm Brett Kavanaugh. Outside on that lawn, I had built a makeshift stage so that I could protest that vote. That was back in 2019. And it's the same thing I'll do for you, and for you, and for your daughters, and for my 15-year-old daughters to make sure that she decides what happens to her body, and not a man.
That's right.
I'm not qualified to make that decision. I can't get pregnant. I can't carry a child for 9 months. I can't give birth. I'm not qualified to make that decision on your behalf. But what I am qualified to do is say, I'm not going to confirm this particular judge because I know he is not going to follow the Constitution. and say that you have a right to decide what happens to your body. That's healthcare. Last one, education. And this is why this is so important. In 2017, something interesting happened. We all know that our Congress on the federal level is split. You got 51 Democrats, including a couple of independents, and 49 Republicans. But that year, it was 50-50. Split down the middle in 2017. And we all know how our government works. The president nominates someone for a specific position, and the Senate confirms that. That's called separation of powers, right? That day, that separation of powers was in action. The president had nominated somebody for Secretary of Education. The Senate was voting that day to confirm that Secretary of Education position. Now, when you think about the position of Secretary of Education, you think that that person's going to have experience in what?
Education.
There we go. Education. It ain't that complicated.
No. Just video.
However, that person was not a school teacher, was not a principal, was not a superintendent. She wasn't even a cafeteria cook. Nothing. She was an investor in computer chips. And my opponent had an opportunity to let Mississippi lead. And when I say to allow Mississippi to lead, to be that leader on the federal level that decides to step out of line and say, I'm gonna do the right thing. Because right now what we have is we have Republicans on this side, and as long as their counterparts will refuse to participate and do what's right, they'll sit on their hands, all of them, sit in the corner. Democrats the same way. I'm a Democrat and I'm saying it. They'll sit on their hands, total line. We need someone that's gonna say, you know what? That's good legislation. If it means that it's going to benefit kids in Pike County and make sure that they get the money that they need, I need to get out of line and vote for it. I know you're upset with me, but we got to vote for this. Right. If it means that we're going to make sure that women have reproductive freedom, then I need to step out of line. I'm sorry, it's going to make you upset. You're a Democrat, I'm a Democrat, I'm sorry, but I got to vote for this. That's leadership.
Right.
That's the leadership we're missing on a federal level. That is it, and that's why I'm running, because most of our elected officials have failed us. They have forgotten the importance of words like selfless service. You know what I'm talking about, from the military. Yeah. Selfless service. Now, selfish service, we see that all the time, selfish people in office. They've forgotten what selfless service means. They've forgotten what honesty means. And they've forgotten what duty means. I'm running because I understand that the